Listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. That's Tree Party. They'll be here with us all night. You can hear our podcast at kaxe.org, rebroadcasts on your local public radio stations. Just like Tree Party was singing, it'll all soon be gone. Only so much life we get out of this world. Something we've been reminded of every fall here in northern Minnesota, where the cold winds blow a little earlier every year, it seems. Not today, though. It's been a warm, beautiful day here in Park Rapids. My name's Aaron Brown. Some friends and I built the Great Northern Radio Show out of some sticks and baling wire. We put it out on the road on a trailer over to the small towns all over the woods and prairies of Minnesota. We've come a long way since our debut on my native Mesabi Iron Range a few years ago, but we've got even longer to go because there are so many interesting places off the beaten path for us to visit. And you know, Katy Perry won't visit Park Rapids.
No.
Elton John has yet to play Park Rapids. Truckosaurus won't play Park Rapids. And that's really our criteria. If Truckosaurus says no, the Great Northern Radio Show says yes. And you know, some shows are out there to make a buck selling to huge crowds in some big fancy city. We're in this for the joy of bringing live radio to new audiences and overlooked places. And of course, enjoying the lower standards and inflated sense of success that this will bring. I think you'll find that if you manage expectations properly, you're about to have the greatest experience of your life. Yeah, that's good. Not too much though. Not too much. Just keep it in.
You're not having fun. Just lower the bar.
Yeah, lower the bar. A little bit about Park Rapids. It's the seat of Hubbard County in north central Minnesota, which is where you'll find Itasca State Park and the historic headwaters of the Mississippi River. Like most of the state, Hubbard County was Dakota land before it became Ojibwe land and opened for American settlement just about two human lifetimes ago. If you think about it, not that long. Park Rapids was founded on the Fish Hook River. Towns are often named for the body of water where they formed. Fortunately, we are not in Fishhook City this evening. It's Park Rapids. They got the branding right on that one. Today, Park Rapids is a charming city on the edge of the prairie, the precipice of the woods. It could be argued that Park Rapids is an appropriate name in other ways, too. They park in the middle of the street here. Now, it's right two rows right in the middle of the main street. What might seem to outsiders like a perpetual traffic jam is, in fact, the preferred method of parking in Park Rapids. There's some history to it. The streets had to be wide enough for logging skids to turn around without taking out horses or carriages on the side of the road. They once had a meeting to determine the future of the downtown, and the public outcry was clear and decisive. Park Rapids parked in the center of the street for the 20th century and would do so for the 21st as well. Itasca State Park is where you'll find many of these iconic pictures you see of children walking across the Mississippi on stones when the river is little more than a stream. The mom or dad says, "Look, name of child, you're crossing the mighty Mississippi." And the kid is thinking, "What's a Mississippi? Why am I here? Why does mom have a hard time putting down her phone? What is Facebook and why is she always putting my face on there?" Most Minnesotans possess this photograph of themselves crossing the Mississippi by foot, and if they don't, they at some point washed some foul part of their anatomy in the early streams of the mighty river, which is why you should be very wary of the water at any point south of here. We'll be talking about Itasca State Park with someone who knows it well in just a few minutes. We'll be meeting characters from Park Rapids past and present, enjoying some great music from a couple of bands with roots here in Park Rapids. First among them, though, Tree Party.
Home, baby, I want to see what the city did to you. I know that you're long and tall, but I ain't seen you run at all. And I want to see what the city did to you. Whoa. Remember the day when you up and left us? You said that you'd be right back. But I have waited years and I have shed my tears. But baby, I'm here for you. So I want to see when you get back home, darling. I want to see what the city did to you. I know that you're long and tall, but I ain't seen you run at all. And I want to see what the city did to you. Whoa.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We'd also like to thank Arvid Communication, providing our internet solutions for tonight's live broadcast here at Armory Square in downtown Park Rapids. We're glad to be here. This original armory was built in 1922, and it's gone through many different incarnations to bring us to today. And we're joined now by a Park Rapids author and performer. His book, The Best of Itasca, A Guide to Minnesota's Oldest State Park, just came out this year. He's got a copy right there. Welcome to our stage, Dean Johnson.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So you know a lot about Itasca State Park. You spent some time there, and you're going to be spending more time there. So describe the experience people have when they visit this iconic park.
Well, you're right on, Aaron, about most people's experience because they go right to the headwaters and walk across the rocks. Of course, this spring with the high water, there was a lot of splashing across rocks and falling and swimming and getting wet, and the kids love it, of course.
Yeah, and new cell phones for mom and dad when
new
they fall.
New cell phones were probably purchased. Once they do that, then they go driving around and they see the 300-year-old pines, and that's really what brings people back. And a lot of them visit the Brouwer Visitor Center right at the beginning of the park and get a lot of information and, you know, really get a good introduction to the park there.
So what drew you here to this area to experience and then write about the headwaters?
Well, Itasca drew us, really. And I'm from Grand Forks originally. My wife is from the prairie. And so the lakes and the trees and the hills all were a real natural wonder for us coming here. I remember walking across the rocks at age 5 and seeing bison that were in the pens there. They had buffalo pens and bears, and they called it the Itasca Zoo back in those days. But since we moved here, we've made a lot of trips to the park to hike and ski. I decided to write the book when I was doing volunteer work on the Dr. Roberts Trail. Went into the gift shop looking for a comprehensive guide, and there were none. So I said, okay, I'll do that. And 120 trips later, it's there.
And you found some real interesting parts of the park, unexplored kind of unknown parts.
There are a lot of unknown parts. There's the beaver trail, which even with a guidebook, I've had somebody say, I couldn't find that thing. That's way up in the northeast corner. And some of the other trails are really good. Some of the history of the park is really interesting, and that's what I spent a lot of late nights researching. The Jacob Brouwer Visitor Center is named for the founder of the park. You know, in 1891, when the park was approved by the legislature, it passed by one vote. The Mary Gibbs Center is another name that you'll see up there, and she was the interim commissioner in 1904. She was only 23 years old. And she had a nearly violent confrontation with some loggers then that were raising the lake above the level. One of them threatened to shoot her hand off when she tried to raise the gates. So the park has a rich history and wild characters all over the place.
Wow. Yeah. And Park Rapids is the town that's known as the Gateway, and you've worked in this area for a while. What is the deal with Park Rapids? What makes it attractive to you?
Well, besides being close to Itasca, in recent years the town has really been revitalized. The downtown is beautiful. We have this place, of course. And with all the biking that's around, today was a Headwaters 100. I don't know how many people were in town, but there must have been hundreds.
I saw a lot of spandex and a lot of things I can't unsee today.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. Yes, it's kind of like the washing in the river. But well, you have to deal with that when you're here.
And you're headed back up to Itasca presently here, right after we talk.
Yeah, I'm pretty well set up for river rafting, as you can see. And they have a candlelight walk, and theme tonight is Mississippi River. They have several stations along the way, and Dick Max and I are going to be singing songs about the Mississippi from a river raft somewhere south of St. Louis.
All right.
And so I'm heading up there directly.
Okay, well, that's Dean Johnson. He's author of The Best of Itasca, A Guide to Minnesota's Oldest State Park. So thanks a lot, Dean. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Okay.
We're very excited.